Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's a Friday during the summer. You know what that means.
Did someone summon Phil and Frank? Because I'm here, and it's Friday, baby. Let's go.
So let me ask you this. Do the glasses automatically come with you? I mean, are they just in a pocket or a backpack at all times?
I only take them off for the 20 minutes we do the show.
Oh,
after
okay.
The show, right back on. That's my look. Arthur Fonzarelli.
Oh, goodness. You're too young for Arthur Fonzarelli.
People said I look like
Frank?
Him.
Come on now.
The Fonz.
Now
hey.
You're much better looking than the Fonz. Much better looking than the Fonz. Welcome to PTI. In today's episode, the Rockets continue to impress. The Warriors have a decision to make, and the Subway Series gets postponed. We're going to start with the top seeds in the NBA playoffs bouncing back. The Bucks, who looked so out of it in the Game 1 loss, breezed past the Magic in Game 2, and the Lakers beat up on the Blazers despite LeBron scoring just 10 points. Frank, did both the Bucks and the Lakers, top seeds, convince you they are now out of the woods?
You know, Michael, I think they're both out of the woods for the first round. You know, the one thing about Portland, it's a team we want to see them give the Lakers trouble, but Lillard got hurt last night. We know that CJ McCollum is hurt. What's interesting about both of them as they try to proceed through the playoffs, Anthony Davis had a game that he had to have. 31 and 11 in 29 minutes. And he looks like the second star. What worries me about the Bucks is Chris Middleton, 1 for 8, 2 points. He's now shooting 5 for 20 in the two games. So every night, Giannis Antetokounmpo has to go out there and be a great player for Milwaukee to win. LeBron after last, and we know LeBron's going to have great games, but that was a good sign. LeBron scored 10 points, and the Lakers won because they have Anthony Davis.
They did. Anthony Davis. And you know what, Frank? I know people will pay primary attention to the numbers, not you, but folks will do that who aren't used to assessing impact. Anthony Davis, 3 or 4 times, just snatched rebounds away from Portland players. And I'm like, oh, my God. This Anthony Davis, this guy, is one of the 5 or 6 best players in the NBA. And when he plays like that, and yes, so they did convey to numbers last night. They don't necessarily have to, because when he plays with that kind of energy, and he went to the basket hard, and it took some of the pressure off, and Portland looked tired finally. Portland looked like they had played 9, 10, 11 important games, whatever it was, and that they were just out of it. Now, I don't know if they can bounce back, because Dame Lillard, I know his sister's going to play. It's not just about playing with Dame Lillard. He's got to be great. And he's got to be at least near great while McCollum and everybody else, Carmelo, is great. So I think the Lakers are out of the woods mostly for this round. Like you said, I'm not so sure about Milwaukee because of the same reason that you said. Who's the number two guy and how good is he? The other day, Frank, the last time you and I talked about this, about a week ago, I made the comparison with Middleton and said, can he be Scottie Pippen? Can he be Scottie Pippen? That means not only are you going to have numbers, you're going to have impact and be a great defender. And we're still waiting to see that out of Middleton, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And last year, he averaged 20 points a game in the regular season. That number came down to 16 in the playoffs. In two games, he has a total of 16 points.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting, too, about Portland. In a normal year, Portland would say, how great is it? We're 1-1.
Yeah.
We're going home to Portland. Now you don't get the crowd behind you. And also when you're playing every other day, think about a guy like LeBron, how difficult that could be for him. That's why it was so important. It wasn't even just about getting the win. Anthony Davis needed to do that. If LeBron never plays another game, his legacy is set. Anthony Davis doesn't have a legacy. He's only been out of the first round one time, Michael. That's why it was so important for him yesterday. And that's why Chris Middleton needs to do a lot better.
The two teams I think that are hurt most by not having these games in their home, whenever that would be, are, in order, the Portland Trail Blazers, who I just think that crowd and that frenzy and the way they play there, I think it hurts Portland more than any other team, and I'm going with Denver second. And, you know, and so though people can say, oh, L.A., No. L.A. doesn't have the greatest home court advantage. Portland would have it. So, yeah, I think the Lakers must be feeling that they're pretty safe, which of course means there's going to be great drama in Game 3 now.
Yeah, and I think Dallas would like to have L.A. in their building for a Game 3, which wouldn't be bad. All right, apparently there are people, believe it or not, who picked the Thunder to upset the Rockets in Round 1. Imagine that. They must be feeling pretty embarrassed right now after the Rockets pulled away to win last night and take a 2-0 series lead. Chris Paul was 6 for 15, 14 points, just 2 assists, and he said after the game, I got to be better, straight up. It's that simple. Is it that simple to you, Mike?
No, but it's that simple in terms of Chris Paul being accountable. We talk all the time about accountability. And you need this in any workplace, but you particularly need it in competitive sports at this level. Chris Paul does that. Chris Paul's not talking about whose fault is. He's playing with a bunch of people who barely shave. They're so young and inexperienced, okay? So Chris Paul didn't have to do that, but that's what he does. That's who he is. And those guys all take their cue from Chris Paul. And so, look, I know that Houston has been not just a better team, they've been superior through two games without Russell Westbrook, no less. They've been superior. And I will still look at the Oklahoma City Thunder because primarily of Chris Paul and think they will get game three, and then we'll see where this series goes.
Yeah, I had Chris Paul in my top five for MVP. He had a great year, and I think he will play better. He was a minus 36 in 37 minutes. That's a tough game for him. What would worry me from Oklahoma City's standpoint was the game got away from them early in the third quarter. It was a 17-0 run. For all but two of those points, James Harden was on the bench right next to Russell Westbrook, who had an Iron Maiden shirt on, cutoff sleeve, whatever happened to the NBA dress code, Mike. But that's what would concern me. Harden did not have a good game. He and Eric Gordon were a combined, I think it was 2-for-21 on three-pointers, and they still won a game. So you didn't get the signature James Harden performance, and you're still down 0-2 in the series.
That's true, but you know, the signature James Harden performances, they are spectacular. But in the playoffs, they are not consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen, we know what Houston's capable of. Not just 2-for-21 with those guys. They're capable of 0-for-26 because we've seen it in a stretch. Do I think that that's going to happen enough now in this series for Oklahoma City to win? You know, maybe not. And I might just, it may turn out that I was just wrong about that. But for this game, I've known Chris Paul for a while, all right? And I know you know him. And we both believe he's going to play great. It doesn't mean that Oklahoma City is going to win, but I'm not going against them yet. I got to see more. And by the way, this is on the Houston Rockets. We got to see this consistently from them. They're a team that has championship aspirations. They talk it. They haven't walked it, but maybe they are about to. Maybe, especially when Russell Westbrook gets back. My, what a boost that would be to any team to get Russell Westbrook added to the roster.
Absolutely. And I think Chris Paul will play a lot like Kyle Lowry's been playing. Very physical.
Yep.
You're working the ref. You're flopping all over the court. You're drawing contact. You're getting to the free throw line. I think Chris Paul, because he's such a great player and such a great leader, he'll have a big-time response in game three.
The Minnesota Timberwolves won the NBA draft lottery last night. Enough about that. The real intrigue involves the Warriors, who won the rights to the second overall pick. Golden State hopes to make another title run next season, and the question is whether they'd be better off using the pick on a rookie or trading it, perhaps packaged with Andrew Wiggins, for a star to join Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Frank, what would you do?
Well, I thought you buried the lead for a minute there. I thought you were going to mention the Knicks at 8 and your Chicago Bulls also getting a high pick.
I'm very happy we'll get to that.
You know, you mentioned Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. What's interesting about them, that's the core of the team. They were all drafted by the Golden State Warriors. So I think they, if they can pick the right player at 2, why not do that? Everyone talks about the fact that it's a win-now team, which it obviously is. Could they package a player? Remember, Andrew Wiggins, once upon a time, was traded in a deal for Kevin Love as the number one overall pick, and that helped the Cleveland Cavaliers win a championship. So perhaps you can package it with Andrew Wiggins. But, Mike, do you really believe they can get a player like Bradley Beal? Is Washington going to do that? That I'll consider.
Okay, but
I don't know if Washington's going to do that.
I would do, if I was Washington and I could get the Washington basketball team, not the football team, if I was the Wizards, we can mention their nickname, and I could get Andrew Wiggins and a pick.
The second overall pick.
I might do it, but let me just say this. Andrew Wiggins on the Warriors is the fourth most important player. He's a hell of a player when he's the fourth most important player, not so much when it's first or second. It changes the dynamic completely for Andrew Wiggins. Why not hold on to Andrew Wiggins and just use a draft pick? So in other words, you're telling me, and I want this guy to be left at 4. So I'm betraying myself here. I want Obi Toppin of Dayton to go to the Bulls. But you mean to tell me that 22-year-old kid with that wing talent he's got and that wingspan and his ability offensively, he's easily the most important, polished offensive player in this draft to me. You mean to tell me he couldn't step in that lineup and be their fifth most important player?
Yeah.
You're not asking anybody to supplant Thompson, Curry, Draymond Green. That's your three.
That's right, man,
if you have Wiggins and the pick, Wiggins and even Weissman to give you size, and that kid's got offense, I kind of like you think they could have a draft pick and still be great.
And, you know, and for these teams like the Knicks that fell out of it, they actually dropped a couple of spots. Remember one thing about the draft, and everyone is saying this isn't that deep of a draft. Think about some of the big stars that are in the bubble right now. Donovan Mitchell, the 11th overall pick. Damian Lillard was 6th overall, and least we forget, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis 15th, Antetokounmpo,
those guys were,
both were 15th. So there are good players in the draft. You just have to find them.
You got to find them, absolutely. Yep. We're taking a break, but coming up, what will it mean for the 76ers if they cannot get out of the very first round?
And are the Clippers, that's Mike's guy Doc Rivers, are they in real trouble if the Mavs win again tonight? Watch out,
Mike. I want Obi Toppin in that red uniform.
He'll be available, I think.
I want him. I would. I'd be okay with Weissman, too.
You want another New Yorker, Obi Toppin?
That's
Michael
right,
Jordan,
Brooklyn.
Obi
Toppin.
Let's
not get nuts, okay? Let's not get crazy.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time to fill in some blanks with Frank and what's the word? What's first?
It's blank that Sean Anderson threw another ball near Mike Trout's head.
I mean, Sean Anderson, I mean, this is crazy with throwing at Mike Trout. You remember the first set of pitches going back to Tuesday,
yep.
Frank. And you're like, okay, what is this? And the second one was right where Trout's head was. Now, last night, you're seeing something here, and my word is going to be fake news. Because even though Joe Madden went crazy, you got to be able to throw inside. You can't just let guys like Trout and Anthony Rizzo, who crowd the plate and will take it out on you. You can't just let them have the entire plate. But there's a difference between, beyond Little League, anybody knows how to, for the most part, control throwing inside versus dead at somebody's head, fake news.
I'm going to use a word that Joe Madden, the Angels manager, used,
what?
Irresponsible. I'm going to go back to the two pitches on Tuesday. After he threw them, Madden said, that guy is not ready to be here, meaning he's not ready for the major leagues.
Right.
I think that's why he threw that pitch yesterday. I think was more retaliation for what Madden had said. That's why he did that. But you got to be careful. Throwing at somebody's head, especially Mike Trout, any player's head, it's reckless.
But especially now, too, because you know what it precipitates. Brawls without masks.
That's right.
Face-to-face. What's next?
It will be blank if the Clippers lose game 3 to the Mavs tonight.
All right. We know what we've got now. I mean, the Lakers have come off the mat, and they won game 2 by crushing Portland. All right? So the Clippers find themselves in this 1-1 situation with the Dallas Mavericks. And if they lose, it'll be Laker-licious. Laker Nation, which is, by the way, turned into the most obnoxious fan group other than the Dallas Cowboys in America, all right? I'm serious. Laker Nation, tired of them. It'll be Laker-licious because they will just be so gleeful that the Clippers are now in trouble and the Lakers seem to be cruising.
What about you Bull fans in the 90s? I'm going to steal your word. How about Lukalicious? Because if they win, it's going to be about Luka Doncic. 70 points in the first two games. That's the most ever by a player in his first two playoff games. By the way, when I watch him play, a little combo of Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, how about the way, Michael, that he controls the pace of the game? Everything happens at his pace. His ability to make plays and score, just phenomenal.
How about that Minneapolis Lakers center from DePaul and Joliet, Illinois? I think he is the leader in terms of playoff points after two games.
You're talking about George Mikan?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to see if I could catch you. I think he's the leader with 75. All right?
Don't
leave out Chicago guys now.
Sorry.
What's next?
Last one. If the Sixers bow out to the Celtics, it will have been a blank season.
Well, I mean, the Sixers, they've been getting crushed. They got crushed in the second game. I'm going to say it's an unprocessed season, all right? Because, I don't know that anybody hated the process, that phony, fake, just dumping games to get higher draft picks for about 7 years. I don't know if anybody hated it more than me. Unprocessed, because now you have to look at dealing one of your two best players, either Ben or Joel, to try to make up a new process and cheat your fans out of more wins and effort and the whole thing. I'm going to say an unprocessed season, Frank.
I'm going to say it's a brownout. This has been set up all season long. If they didn't get out of the first round, maybe even the second round, that Brett Brown would be out as head coach. And once the players know that you could blame it on the coach if you lose, that's why there was a lot of quitting that team the other day. Now, Brett Brown said tonight, we have revenge on our minds. That's great. But I know this. You mentioned process with Joel Embiid. Think about this. He's been in the league 6 years. He's played 206 career regular season games. LeBron last night played playoff game number 241. You just need more out of Embiid and Ben Simmons. They don't play enough.
I agree.
That's part of the problem.
Well, because everybody thinks now they can rest and take nights off, and it's got a stamp of approval from even the greatest players. Brett Brown, he went James Brown when he used the word payback. Big payback. He said, you got payback on your mind. And you're like, wow, Brett Brown doesn't do that. I mean, he's a measured guy. I mean, I know everybody wants to jump on Brett Brown. I like Brett Brown. But they need to win this game, do they not?
Yeah, and Michael, remember last year when they made it to a Game 7 against Toronto, you know who was carrying them along? Your guy, Jimmy Butler. He was the one that dragged them to a Game 7.
He's sort of somewhere else right now.
Yeah, doing pretty well.
That's enough word processing. See what I did there? Process?
Very well.
For today.
You're right.
Let's get the one last break out of the way. Still to come. The Raptors move to the brink of the second round.
And the Yankees and Mets move to the sideline. No Subway Series this weekend.
Yes, there is.
Oh, boy.
In Chicago, the L Series. White Sox and Cubs, playing better combined than the Yankees and the Mets.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's happy time, people. Happy 61st birthday, Jim McMahon. He's the only quarterback beloved in Chicago the last 50-plus years. One Super Bowl, one Pro Bowl, and he's still the desired quarterback of the Bears. Yep, we're still looking. Right now, maybe even this minute, Mitch Trubisky, Nick Foles, they're battling it out in camp to see who'll start the season. But if you polled Bears fans 50 years old or older, we'd all vote for McMahon, even now, whose physical toughness and sense of rebellion were his signature and endeared him to both his teammates and his fan base. Yeah, he went on to earn some other Super Bowl ring as Brett Favre's backup in Green Bay. We in Chicago don't count that. McMahon, like Peyton and Dent, Singletary and Hamp, Mongo, Sayers, and Butkus is a bear, period. Sid Luckman, McMahon, that's the list. That's all we got. And sadly, it ain't likely to change this coming season, Frank.
I can't believe you didn't mention Bobby Douglas. How dare you? You know, I looked it up. When they won the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, McMahon, in the two games combined, 28-45. The game has changed so much. What I loved about him, he had kind of like a linebacker mentality as a quarterback.
Love McMahon. Yeah. Love him. A most notorious anniversary observation to Juan Marichal. 55 years ago, the Giants ace took exception to the Dodgers catcher, John Roseboro, throwing the ball too close to his head, returning it to Sandy Koufax. Marichal, stunningly, responded by hitting Roseboro twice in the head with his bat. Amazingly, Marichal was suspended only 9 games and issued a fine of just $1,750. You want more amazing? Marichal got into the Hall of Fame only after Roseboro decided to pose with him at an old-timers game 17 years later. And when Roseboro died 20 years after that in 2002, Marichal eloquently eulogized the man he attacked at his funeral. Reminiscent, perhaps, of Max Schmeling befriending Joe Louis after their brutal fights and eulogizing the Brown Bomber when he died. Frank, combatants make sometimes for odd but fascinating bedfellows.
It's really an incredible story. My father always used to talk about this. I still think of the iconic photo of Marichal with the bat in his hand. And I still remember the A's shortstop? Burt Campanaris throwing the bat.
It at Laren Legros of the Tigers.
And he ducked. Smart.
Yep. Happy trails to tonight's game 6 for Matt Niskanen of the Flyers. The NHL suspended the Philly defenseman for tonight's game for his cross-check to the mouth of Brendan Gallagher of the Canadiens in game 5. Gallagher was bleeding. No penalty called. What? He finished out the game but was diagnosed afterward with a broken jaw. Gallagher was Montreal's co-leader in goals this season with just 22 over 59 games. The Flyers lead the series 3-2 and can send the Canadiens home tonight.
I don't think they're going to be posing for photos. You know, hockey, especially playoff hockey, it's a physical game. I get that.
But that's a major penalty.
This is uncalled for. I remember Mario Lemieux having to miss the playoffs, getting slashed in the hand, something like that. Come on.
It's violent, man.
It's going to get ugly the next game.
We're running out of show. I'm rooting for the Canadiens. Let's get to the big finish. This weekend's Yankees-Mets series postponed due to positive tests in the Mets organization. Big deal, Frank?
Oh, it definitely is. That was a player and a staff member. Here's the thing, Michael. Subway Series in Citi Field this weekend. Next weekend, they're in Yankee Stadium. So that's up in the air right now. Washington head coach Ron Rivera has been diagnosed with cancer in a lymph node, but says it's treatable and he'll continue to coach. Your thoughts?
Frank, you know, this is something we are really studying closely here in Washington, maybe more so than anywhere else. All the best wishes to Coach Rivera, and everybody seems optimistic, and let's hope that that tone carries through. The Padres have hit grand slams in 4 straight games. Is that significant, Frank?
I like what their broadcaster said. He called it Slam Diego. Thankfully, they weren't winning 7-0 in all those games because then it would have been proper.
That's right. Put the bat away. You can't swing in a fat pitch over the plate.
No, you're not allowed to improve your stats, even though baseball is only measured on numbers. Scotty Scheffler, speaking of numbers, shot a 59 today. Is that significant?
It is, except DJ shot 61. I mean, it seems like this place is so receptive to throwing darts. I might be able to break, I was going to say 90, but that might be wishful thinking. Boss, it's 71 at PGA course there. Last one, the Raptors blew out the Nets to take a 3-0 series lead. Sweep, right?
The Nets could be the first team out of the bubble. By the way, in a related story, Kevin Durant, I think, won his pickup game today out in L.A., shirts versus
DJ
skins.
DJ shot 60, by the way, not 61.
There you go. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I want at that course right now. I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Subway Series in Chicago, Frank.
New York next week.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.